Winters in the Northeast U.S. and Great Lakes states are warming faster than other parts of the country. According to the Independent Researching and Reporting Collaboration, Climate Central, Indiana's average winter temperatures have risen by more than 5 degrees since 1970. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports that could mean more flooding and less fruit for the state's orchards.
Warmer winters can shorten the chilling time apple trees need to produce fruit for the next season. Erin Sterling and her family own Anderson Orchard in central Indiana. She says while they haven't noticed that, there's another reason they're losing apples.
We've had those cold snaps right after bloom, when we're in bloom, and that kills the apple flowers and apple blossoms, apple buds. And that's happened 3 years in a row.
Warmer winters can cause fruit trees to bloom early, so they're more vulnerable to spring frosts. Experts with the Purdue Climate Change Research Center say by late this century, we'll probably get half as much snow as in the past. If that precipitation becomes rain instead, that could mean more flooding in the winter. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Though the U.S. is expected to have some colder days this winter, overall, the winter season is warmer than it was 50 years ago.